The full Cincinnati Council will vote Wednesday on three ordinances to let the planned downtown Kroger store proceed. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. A committee approved the measures Monday. There was some debate on whether Kroger should make voluntary payments to help fund streetcar operations, as most new downtown and Over the Rhine projects are doing. The company will make payments to help pay for a parking garage that's part of the plan instead. City officials say the new store will help streetcar ridership, but Councilmember Chris Seelbach doesn't like that part of the financing plan.
I'm not comfortable with this, Mr. Chair. I think it's a slippery slope giving exemptions to this. This project absolutely is going to benefit from the streetcar line. I don't think we're going to make up the VTICA revenue that would be generated for the streetcar operating budget by people buying sandwiches.
Besides the grocery store, the development will include 139 market-rate apartments. It will be located at the corner of Walnut and Court Streets. Meanwhile, City Council will vote Wednesday on an ordinance to structurally balance the city budget that was approved last week. Council at the time eliminated a booting program for vehicles with three or more unpaid parking tickets. That was expected to generate $600,000. Council plugged the hole with money from a one-time source, which was being used to fund ongoing expenses. That's not structurally balanced. The mayor made a proposal Friday to let two programs get one-time funding next year instead. Councilmember Kevin Flynn says that's not uncommon in the spending plan.
We're not talking about never doing these programs again. In fact, I think the expectation is that we will continue those programs, but we don't have those ongoing resources right now.
Those one-time expenses benefit a low-income housing assistance program and a grant to the Hamilton County Heroin Coalition. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.